Bruce, is it accurate that you told the press there that Vontae Davis and Kobe Fleener won't be able to play in this game?
Yes, they'll both be out.
And what does that do to you in terms of who are the players that you'll be looking at to maybe fill some of those responsibilities?
Well, the same guys that have been playing the last couple of weeks. Darius Butler will start at corner instead of Vontae, and then Wesley Saunders will start at tight end instead of Kobe.
And Bruce, what have been some of your thoughts on what Darius has been able to bring to the team? Obviously, some connections here in New England from his time with the Patriots.
Well, I don't know if anybody's asking about it, but I'm really pleased that we have him. He's a playmaker and had a great game. He's obviously AFC player, defensive player of the week, and it builds great confidence for him going up against the challenge that he has this week and coming up there.
Coach, can you just talk about obviously you have a kind of a very private situation with Chuck that's turned into a very public story and a great one. And can you just talk about the dynamics of the team and how they've been able to navigate through what's really a difficult situation?
Yeah, I think when football teams bond together and put egos aside, some call it chemistry, other teams that go to the Super Bowl, honest to God, care about each other. Offense, defense, special teams, there's no egos on who's getting the credit. This team found a purpose, unfortunately, because our coach got sick, and that's a shame. He's fighting for his life, and it's nothing more than could be asked. And how about we go fight for every game and extend this season until he can come back? We have a date. We're all hoping that he can lead us out of the tunnel on December 30th, if all things go well. And if not, we need to have this season extended. Till he can do that, and I think that's each guy, each man in the locker room, each coach, everybody in the Colts organization is striving to do the same thing. When you have everybody on the same page and you take egos out of it, you play your best football.
Coach, I'm not sure if you're up to speed on enough to comment on this, but Sean Luoso, you guys signed earlier this week. He's a local kid from here. He's on your practice squad now. And if you're familiar with him enough to give anything...
Well, he got here today. That's about it. That's all I can tell you. I know he's got a high-energy guy and loves football, and that's the kind of guys we like to have. And, he looks the part. And, I'm anxious to see him in pads, and we have a few days left. We can actually put pads on in the NFL and see how it goes. But, we're very, very happy to have him with us.
Thanks.
Bruce, your style and system and scheme from Pittsburgh, you brought with you to Indianapolis. Is it interesting to watch Andrew Luck at the controls of it in his style of play as opposed to the way Ben used to run it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you try to put those guys in positions where they're comfortable and match up the things that they like to do each week without being too predictable. And, it's a proven system. Andrew's bought in hook, line, and sinker. And there are certain aspects of the game that he likes better than what Ben liked, and I'll try to, this works pretty good, and pull some tape out and show him the stuff that we liked and against different teams, and it is fun. It's fun because he is a very talented, very humble guy, and the sky is the limit how good this guy is going to be, and I hope and pray he can do the things that Ben did and win as many games and Super Bowls that he did.
Just a quick follow. When you sit down with Andrew over the last couple of weeks as you prepare for the Patriots, do you put on any old Pittsburgh games to say this is how New England has reacted to this scheme and these rubs and all these things in the past?
Yeah, you always do that when there's common opponents that you might have played last year. You put them in your cut-ups, or you put the game that you played a team before in the cut-ups. And the Colts did a great job up there last year. And Clyde had some things that he liked that they had done last year that we also can incorporate because they scored some points up there. So, everything that goes into a game plan, the biggest thing is that he understands it and he understands why it's in there.
Bruce, you guys have struggled a bit in the giveaway takeaway department. Is there anything
common with that? Is it maybe just having a young team?
Well, yeah, and most of them are on the road, and that's something we've talked about, you know, protecting the football on the road and creating more takeaways. Finally, against Jacksonville, was the first time on the road that we were on in the plus end of it, and then we got a three, but we gave it away twice, and we need to get three and not give it away any. Obviously, the Patriots do the best job in the league of creating fumbles and getting interceptions, and we have to come up there and not turn the football over to even have a chance to win.
Bruce, can you talk about the other side of the ball on defense, where Chuck obviously put in the Raven system? Are you carrying that out now, or are you making changes with him not being there?
No. Chuck's here. He's on the telephone and texting nonstop. So, yeah, he's never not here. But the only thing, he's just not in the building. But, yeah, it's his defense, and Greg Randa is very similar to one in San Francisco and San Diego. So they're in constant communication. And Chuck gets – we streamline him. It's great, the technology today. You can Skype and do all that stuff and streamline the practices. He'll have the practice and have it all graded by the time we get out of the meetings. And he'll be on he'll be texting Greg or myself and talking. So there's open line of communication all the time.
One of the aspects of that, I guess, is with Mathis and Freeney, their roles being changed from the past. Can you talk about how that's going?
Well, we haven't had them on the field together except for about 15 plays all year. And so I'm really anxious to find that out. You know, I think Robert played there for a while when Dwight was down. Dwight's been playing and finally getting healthy. So to have them both out there for the first time, I think it was the first time, and Corey Redding and everybody else on defense other than Vontae, this will be the first time we've played with our whole defense in a while. And looking really forward to see how we play.
Did you ever think a Raven and a Steeler could get along so well?
we were both Browns for a few years, and I've known Chuck's family forever. His brother Johnny and I were together at the Saints and at the Colts, so I've known the Paganos for a long. They're my West Coast family, and so I've known Chuck for a long time.
Has Andrew Luck has he exceeded your expectations this far? Are you impressed with what you've seen out of him?
I thought that he would come in and do well. Now the rest of the rookies on offense have exceeded my expectations. We played the Dolphins, and in the game-winning drive, we had 8 first-year players out there. So if you'd have told me that, I'd say no way. I'd lose all my sleep. But all the other rookies have followed the Pied Piper, and that's Reggie Wayne. He sets the tempo for us offensively, and then Andrew is the second guy in line. And if he can handle it, then they can handle it. And Reggie makes sure that the receiving core and everybody else is ready to go.
Just a quick follow on Reggie Wayne. He was a free agent going into this season, and a lot of speculation among us in the media who know everything. We were able to point out that we figured he would go elsewhere, and it was a surprise when he stayed. What, Bruce?
No, I wasn't, because he's a Colt, and he wanted to be a Colt bad. And, you know, he's a legend here. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. I'm really lucky, because I've got a chance to have my second receiver catch 1,000 passes and maybe get to 2 induction ceremonies. But yeah, he always wanted to be here. As soon as Chuck made that call, it was just a matter of, yeah, I'm coming. And he knew what he was getting into, and I think he's excited more than anybody with the change in the way he's a rookie in this offense, too, because he's set out on the left side for 10 years. Now he's all over the place and running routes he's never run before. So he's jumped in, and he's really excited about it. And, you know, you can't put a quantified value on how much his leadership means to our team.
Coach, you guys have obviously had some landmark wins this year, milestone wins, if you will. But what would a win against a team like the Patriots at Gillette, Tom Brady involved, all of that, mean to what you guys are trying to accomplish this year?
Well, just make a 7-3, and you know, it would give us a chance to play a great team on the road in a great environment. We felt like the Miami game was kind of a playoff game at home for the first time with these young guys, and this would be the first time we've been in prime time. We had a bunch of hands. I was really scared myself when I said, "How many guys have never been to New England?" It's like, "Ooh, half the room." Okay. So, yeah, it'd be a huge force. but it's just another game, and we've got a bunch of them left, and we want to stay in the hunt.
Bruce, there's a lot of games in which the Patriots have wound up winning, but you just get a feeling that defensively, the offense for the other team just ran out of time. You know, they've been pretty bad statistically and to the naked eye. Why would anyone expect them to play better at this point in the season?
You talking about their defense?
Yes, sir.
I missed part of that.
That's okay. There was one announcement. I'll boil it down. They've looked really bad defensively.
Okay.
Is this what they are?
I would say I'd throw the statistics out because they got 23 turnovers. Mm-hmm. And when you lead the league in turnover ratio by 16, you're going to be in first place. And they've always been a bend-don't-break group and feasted on turnovers ever since I could remember. And there were only a few years when they were totally dominant, but they've always been as well coached as anybody in this league. Interceptions, fumbles, kick returns, fake kicks—they've got it all. And Coach Belichick, I think, does as good a job putting his players in position to be successful offensively and defensively as anybody that's ever coached the game.
Coach, Aqib Talib joined the team this week officially. Any familiarity with him and your thoughts?
Yeah, we played him in Tampa Bay. It was last year or 2 years ago. And I know how talented he is, and he's got a good passion for the game. And he'll be a great addition, I think, to him.
Would you watch separate film on him with the Bucks, or do you just, you really don't focus on that aspect?
No, we don't know. There's nothing that I could go show them that I know that he's going to do in this defense. Don't even know where he's going to line up. So it'd be hard. I think we'd just be asking our guys to overstudy.
So in that sense, how hard is it to really prepare for this secondary on Sunday, knowing that there's a new addition that you really aren't going to focus on at all?
Well, you don't know if Patrick's going to play. You don't know if Aqib's going to play. You just know the coverages and the things that they've been doing and what they've done in the past. And you try to get your guys ready to play and really concentrate on their own games as much as you do on the opponent's games. And, that part of it, until you see who's active and who's inactive, you really can't prepare.
Kind of building on that, McCourty has played a couple different roles, obviously, and when he plays safety, they still put him out at corner in pregame warmups. How much different do they look with McCourty at safety as opposed to corner, and how does that alter your preparation, if any, heading into this game?
It really doesn't. There's going to be a blue jersey with whatever number on playing safety, and there's going to be one playing corner. I mean, he is an excellent athlete, and when one of your top corners is playing safety, you would think there'd be a drop-off at corner. And then I think Patrick Chung's an outstanding safety, so there's a change there. So I really couldn't say either way. Like I said, we'll get ready for their coverages, and wherever they end up lined up and whoever's out there, we'll see at game time and then prepare to attack.